I create my callers. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I create my callers. How about that? I create my callers. I create every single person who calls me on the phone, who calls me to give them my attention. I create every one of these people. And I create them as good and very good. I create these people as outstanding, as fantastic, as joyous, as marvelous. I create these people as my expression of love and life and peace and truth and honor and wow. Yes, I create my callers. Many times, we think to ourselves, we don't create the people who call us on the phone or who call us in their world. Many times we say, oh, they bother me. Oh, why do they call me? Oh, why are these people after me all the time? Why? And as we say, why, we are saying, I am creating those people that I don't want to talk to calling me because I don't want to talk to them. And I am creating them calling me because I have no control over who calls me and who wants to talk to me. So, we want to put a cause in motion that brings to our attention people who will call us that we want to call us. So, the telephone is for our personal use. The doorbell is for our personal use. Our home is for our personal use. Our life is for our personal use. It has nothing to do with what other people want and what other people choose. We create people calling us because we create people thinking that we have the answer to their question. We create ourselves thinking that we are Mr. Answer Man, that we have the answer for other people. And other people call us just because they want to talk. Like one lady called quite often, and she would always say, just wanted to share, just touch bases with you, just let you know I'm here and let you know that life is good. Just wanted to share with you and talk with you, and just wanted to, had nothing to say, nothing. And I say to myself, why do I create people doing that? Why do I create people calling me and saying that? Now, there's nothing wrong with that lady. There's only something wrong with me. I create someone calling me wanting to talk about nothing. Now, how foolish that is. By the time our conversation is over, we're talking about some very significant things. But for me to create a person calling me and saying, I have nothing to talk about, I just wanted to touch bases. What I'm doing, I am creating a world full of nonsense. Now, I think that every single moment of my life is valuable. Every moment of my life is very important. Every moment of my thought time is really fabulous and important. And so anybody who calls me is calling me on my very important time, wanting to share my very valuable time with myself, with me, and wants to talk to me. So, I create people calling me who have something significant to say. Now, what would they have that's significant to say when they call me? Someone might call and say, oh, Herb, I just wanted to tell you that I bought a new car. And I say, oh, I'm so happy for you. Enjoy. Bye. Okay, I got the information. But Herb, I wanted to tell you something more. Oh, all right. What is that? Well, the new car is red. Well, I think that's wonderful. That's Ellen's favorite car color, so I guess you have Ellen's favorite car color. Oh, yes, and also it's a Cadillac. Well, that's nice. Cadillacs are big, beautiful cars. They're very comfortable cars. They're the ideal American car, luxury comfort car. But it's got all sorts of gadgets on it. Well, how nice. I want to tell you about the gadgets. Well, that's great. I'm happy for you that you have all these gadgets. I don't have them in my car. And for you to tell me about them makes me know that you have them. I'm not jealous of you. I don't want them for myself. But what would be a significant thing for a person to call and talk to me about? What would be something that would make me feel that the call was really a valid and a worthwhile call? What kind of a caller do I create? And truly, I do create them. I create the call which has nothing to say, the call which has only information to impart, and really none of those calls to me are significantly important. Now, my son calls and he says, "Dad, I've just built a new engine and it is wonderful. Let me tell you about it." I say, "Oh, great. I'm very interested." My son says, "Dad, I had an accident with the car." And I say, "Son, how are you?" "Fantastic." "Okay, then that's all I need to know, and that's all I need to have in my world, is that my son is fantastic at all times." "Oh, okay, Dad. You're right. That is good to know." You see, it doesn't matter who calls us. When people call us, they're calling us because our minds are either empty or our minds are full. And if our minds are full of beautiful, loving, uplifting things, if we are unconditionally loving, we'll say to people, "Oh, what beautiful thing do you have to share with me today? What beautiful thing do you have to tell me today? What beautiful information do you have to tell me about myself today? What beautiful things you want to share?" But that's not nice. That's not... Oh, yes, it is. That's being unconditionally loving. What beautiful things did you do today? What wonderful things did you do? I challenge our staff here at the monastery. I sit at the table and I say to them, "Well, what did you do yesterday? What did you do yesterday morning? What did you do yesterday afternoon? Where did you go? You went to town? What did you do?" And they say, "Oh, nothing, just shopping, just this. And I say, "What did you do yesterday morning?" "Well, I went out and brought in some wood and for the fireplace and so on." And I think to myself, "My God, how fabulous. How glorious. How glorious that the most important thing in their life is that they went out and brought wood in for the fireplace. How wonderful. My goodness sakes, how wonderful." And if I were to emote like that in front of them, they'd say, "Are you crazy? Are you crazy trying to make out that am I going to pick up wood for the fireplace with something so glorious and so wonderful?" And I'd say, "Well, that's all people tell me are glorious and wonderful things. I create my callers. I create people telling me what it is that they do that's glorious." And when you say you went to town and you went to this store and you went to that store and you went to the other store, well, you did not. What you did was you were looking for particular items. Did you find all the items you wanted? And were they all as beautiful as you wanted? Did you find things that were significant for your shopping list? Did everything go perfectly? Were the parking places always just right for you? Did everything go smoothly for you? Well, you see, if you don't enjoy your day, you can't tell other people about the day that you enjoyed because you didn't enjoy it. And I say, "Well, how was your morning?" And they say, "Well, it's all right." "Well, it was not all right. It's probably very stinking, because if it were all right, you'd tell me some of the all rightness of the morning." I create my people calling me with something to say. My son sometimes calls, or I call him more than he calls me, but we call. And I say, "Well, son, how's everything going?" "Super, Dad. What's new?" And he tells me. And I say, "Anything else?" "No, that's it." And I said, "Well, I'll call again. Nice to talk to you. Have a good day. Love you. Bye." I have nothing more to say. If he says, "That's it," then that's it. Now, I could make banter. I could make idle talk, idle chatter, and just talk back and forth. "Well, hey, have you seen your mother? Have you? What's your wife doing today? How are the people working in your shop?" And I'm not really interested in all those things, unless they are interested. Now, if they are interested in those things, they will tell me about it in such wonderful terms. Oh, did you know that this person did this and that person did that? And did you know that? Oh, my goodness, they're so wonderful. And I had a problem, and I was trying to figure out how to answer it. And in came one of my employees, and he said, you know, Mark, if we were to do this way, and it was just the very thing that I had in my mind looking for a solution. And there he came, because it was in my consciousness. Wow, you know, Dad, it's so wonderful. And I would think to myself, wow, have I got a marvelous son. Is he fantastic? He's always on top of everything, you know. And this is the type of callers that I create. This is the type of world that I create. This is the type of experience that I create. I create a world filled with people who have something to say, filled with people who have something to share, filled with people who themselves are vital, dynamic, alive. I do it to myself. And I, whenever I talk to another, tell them about how wonderful they are. It's the way the world goes around. And it's the way my life goes around. I love you. I love you. I love you.